Sing to Win is an ICT Level 1 activity. Computers and the internet are everywhere these days. Indeed, some things can only be done using a computer. Buying stuff online is quite often a bit cheaper, and lots of things you do on a computer are actually good fun. It's really important that you learn how to use ICT, so you can join in the fun and maybe even save some money. Let's start with some important terms. You'll find all these in the Essentials Guide, so don't forget to have a look there as well. They are email and email addresses, timetables, directions, symbols, and the key to using those symbols. Lots of people use email these days. Think of it as a message sent on a computer. Emails can be just text, but you can also send pictures and sound as well. To use email, you'll need the email address of the person you're writing to and your own email address to get an answer back. Email addresses are unique and also have the @ symbol in them, and dot often separate parts of the email. The first part of the email address is normally the person's name, so the email address used in Sing to Win tells us that the person's name is probably Amy Jones. A timetable tells you what time something starts, when it ends, and sometimes where it's happening. Your college timetable tells you which room you need to be in for each lesson. The train timetable tells you when a train leaves, when it arrives, and where it's going to. You can also use a timetable to work out how long something lasts. Directions help you to where you're going. Directions are a list of actions that you need to take. They always have a start point like a tube or a bus station, and then use a list of instructions and references like turn left at the church to help you where you want to be. If you're following directions using a map, the map will have symbols that represent things like a bus station, a church or a car park. When you see symbols on a map, you'll also find the key that tell you what the symbols mean. The key is often quite simple, so a white P in a blue square always means a car park. Symbols appear elsewhere as well. A good example are road signs, where symbols are used to tell you things and the key is in a highway code. That's the end of this short podcast. Have a go with Guru. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.